This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen along with you. Let's face it, they're everywhere in our homes, dangerous substances that could lead to poisoning our children. So what do we need to do to keep our kids safe? Well, here with the answers in our PEDS to Parents segment are Dr. Richard Cantor, Professor of Pediatrics and Emergency Medicine, Director of the Pediatric Emergency Department, and the Medical Director of the Upstate New York Poison Center at Upstate Medical University, and Gina Marafa, Clinical Toxicologist at the Upstate New York Poison Center as well. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So I just read somewhere that there are really chilling statistics. Half of the 2.4 million calls to poison control centers in 2010 involved kids under five, and 9 out of 10 poisonings occur at home. So potential hazards are really everywhere in our home, and unintentional poisonings, especially amongst children, really are very serious, aren't they, Gina?
They really are, and poison center calls are notorious for children under 5 or 6 years old. They're a predominant number of our calls nationally, as well as at the Upstate New York Poison Center here in Syracuse. But luckily, despite the large number of calls, most unintentional exposures by children can be kept safely at home and often don't need emergency department care or hospital care. But with that being said, there still are some very dangerous poisons in the home that can result in significant harm to children if unattended.
What are some of the common things, Dr. Kenner? What are some of the common things you see? I mean, you have such a wide range of experience in the pediatric emergency department.
As we've discussed on this program before, kids are brilliant. They're inventive, they're creative, they have more motor skills than we give them credit for. And almost anything in your home is fair game for a child's curiosity and inquisitiveness. The winter is a big threat, though, because we go indoors and we often bring a lot of the dangerous chemicals that are often in our garages or in the backyard within the home. And anyone here who has any child under age five can testify to how quickly they get into trouble and can find things.
What are some of the big offenders? I mean, what are the things that you really have to watch out for?
Well, Gino, back me up on this. One of the most toxic substances for any age group, but certainly children, especially since they don't have to drink more than an ounce, would be what we call toxic alcohols. And to make it clearer, I'm referring to antifreeze, windshield wiper fluid, and other heating sort of solutions that you use. These contain chemicals that can poison your eyes, your abdominal functions, and cause kidney failure.
In
one swallow and death.
They're very serious.
And I know Gina takes a lot of calls from our service area, and these kids have to go to emergency departments.
And Dr. Cantor is absolutely right. We have a tremendous number of calls and concerns, particularly, especially in the winter months, about antifreeze and windshield washer fluid. And, you know, antifreeze has, it's usually a bright green color. And oftentimes what people will do, which they should not do, is put it in another container, like a small bottle.
So they'll buy it in bulk, perhaps.
Buy it in bulk and then put it in.
Store it in smaller.
Exactly.
Maybe different kinds of containers?
Any kind of
Pepsi
container,
bottle.
Pepsi bottle.
Gatorade bottles, and it's the color of it would make it look like it's something that you should drink. And kids oftentimes will pick it up, and it's sweet tasting, have a sip of it, and less than a teaspoon in a small enough child is enough to make them toxic. And it is, antifreeze is sweet tasting, so that's of particular concern.
You were talking about seasonal things. How about in external things, like in the warmer weather, are there things like poison mushrooms in your yard, those kinds of things that can be of concern as well? And obviously kids are always sitting in the grass playing with things.
Sure. I mean, we certainly seasonal fluctuations in the different types of toxins are concerning and something that we try to educate people about. But in the summertime, poisonous mushrooms certainly exist in the backyard. There are many, many different kinds of mushrooms. There
also
are some that are non-toxic.
I would even think some
that are
flowers.
Poison.
Are some flowers?
It's astonishing, the field of botany, when you apply it to poisonings. And we're always learning. We would recommend to our patrons who call us that they can take a picture of what the child's been exposed to and send us a picture through today's cell phone technology. It's welcome. Also in the summer, you mentioned the seasonal aspects, insecticides are big. people spray their plants. Anything that kills a nuisance pest or rodent is toxic to a child. And we have an added problem with that type of product because they just get it on their skin and they can absorb it silently through their skin. And kids don't drink things that taste horribly. So, however, if you sprayed crops, if you're a farmer, or if you sprayed your plants and kids ran through them and got cutaneous or skin exposure, they're poisoned.
I had no idea.
It's very common.
That's really shocking.
And if you lived in a warmer climate, that's year-round. I mean, it's California by definition.
So what about medications? I mean, we talk about, I mean, it seems more common to think of things like laundry detergent. For example, laundry pods. Have they become more of an issue now because they're so attractive, these little pods?
They have. So laundry pods in the past 6 months or so, 6 months or a year, really have increased calls to the poison centers. And you're right. They're attractive. They look like candy. There's some, you know, very similar lookalikes to
brightly
candy.
Brightly colored.
Brightly colored, squishy. You know, kids want to play with those, and they are actually very, very toxic. So there's been a few deaths reported across the country due to unintentional pediatric exposures and ingestions of laundry pods. So they can really cause a lot of sleepiness. Some children need help with breathing and also can burn the esophagus and stomach. So really can be very, very dangerous and really need to be kept out of reach of children.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Dr. Richard Cantor and Gina Marafa. And we're talking about how to prevent children's poisonings in our homes. And I want to get to the prevention piece, but I think part of it's also raising people's consciousness as to what are the substances that can be poisoned. Tell us very briefly, how about things like medications? I mean, things that people keep in their homes all the time for themselves, in their purses or what have you. Those also can present problems.
Even the most vigilant parent is going to have a moment where the child is smarter or quicker than them. That being said, you've got to increase the odds that you're protecting your child. You have to have childproof containers. There's no question that medications or harmful substances should be kept out of reach of children. But as a cautionary tale, pardon me, even the height of a kitchen cabinet is not a challenge for a two-year-old. We've got videos on YouTube that show a child pushing a chair up to mimic parental behavior to grab an upper-level cabinet. So kids are quick. I would suggest to our audience that as they're standing at their sink or in their bathroom, look up and look down. Look up at the medicine cabinets in your storage and look down at the storage under the sink, and I guarantee you, you'll be shocked at what's toxic and what you need to protect your child
from. So things like bleach, detergents, dishwasher,
everything.
Cleaning solutions, all that, you really have to get them away.
Away
and hidden or high enough that there's really no way that a kid can get it.
Or locked up. And, you know, and with that being said, as Dr. Cantor said, children will get into things, and knowing who to call. The Poison Center is available 24/7, 365. We always suggest that people program their cell phone with the Poison Center number, and that's 1-800-222-1222. And no matter where you are in the country, if you dial that number, it will get routed to the Poison Center, and someone's always there to help you to identify if something is poison, if it's not a worry, or if you do need to go to healthcare and seek treatment. So that is something, you know, it's impossible to list all of the poisons in one's home, but knowing what resources are available, I think, are very, very important.
There's something else I came across that struck me as interesting, that they say never use any product that is not intended for a child. For example, something recently happened that you were alluding to in terms of, tell us about a compounded medication.
And Dr. Cantor already alluded to this about skin absorption. So a lot of people misconception that if it's an ointment or some type of topical product for, you know, like an itchy rash or something, that you don't really get a lot of systemic effects or effects on your other organ systems. And that is not true. And in kids particularly, it's of big concern because their skin is actually a great area for absorbing drugs. So there are a lot of dermal medications available. You can go to any pharmacy and get things over the counter. And those actually can be toxic as well. And there's also a move for more prescription-type compounded ointments that can contain a lot of very toxic substances, and when used appropriately, work well in adults for things like pain, but in not used appropriately, or if a child gets into those, even puts it on their skin, can actually cause significant harm.
Didn't
and
you have some kind of an incident where some kind of compounded pain ointment was applied to a baby's diaper rash and baby ended up in the ICU?
We've had yes. numerous of those, and yes, absolutely. And it really, and it's really just a misconception that it could not be harmful to a child because it worked well for an adult.
This, I would be remiss if I didn't reemphasize the fact that the Poison Control Center is here for everyone. We welcome any call about childproofing my home. Is this drug safe for my child or for myself? And the most important thing, and this is a great public service, we can tell you to stay home if it's harmless and avoid an ambulance call or any other upheaval in your family life. As one of the other things we need to mention, Linda, about prevention is even the best controlled environment for a kid is thrown in the air when you have a death in the family, a divorce, a holiday
some
party,
crisis, some,
a
or
grandparent
something
visiting,
distracting.
Something distracting. It's well published that that is the weak spot in your control measure. And I think everybody needs to be aware of that.
But I think your point is very well taken that the Poison Center is something you can gain access to very rapidly and get some expert advice, if not expert treatment.
Expert so advice 24/7, 365, whether it's for yourself, whether it's for your child, whether it's a drug interaction, any type of question, we are available 24/7 to answer those calls.
When I was raising my kids, I remember that the pediatrician said, have something like Ipecac, which was at the time something that forced vomiting in a child. Are those kinds of things still recommended? Should somebody have anything in their home to help with poisoning?
No. So we don't recommend any Ipecac or even inducing vomiting in any way, shape, or form. If you have a question that you think there was a poisoning or an exposure, call the Poison Center. If we think you need to go to the hospital, we'll tell you that. Or if we think you can stay at home, we'll tell you that as well.
So what will happen if I have a child and I'm concerned that there was an unintentional poisoning? I call the Poison Center, and they tell me to go somewhere. Should I go in an ambulance? Should I drive myself? Generally, what?
The Poison Center will tell you what transportation to take, whether you can drive in or take a pre-hospital care measure with an ambulance. And again, for the sake of time, the message we want to put out there is we're here for you, we never close, and there is no such thing as a silly question. When it comes to the safety of children or your loved ones, everything is important and everything is worthwhile to discuss.
Well, that's fantastic. My guests have been Dr. Richard Kander, Professor of Pediatrics, Emergency Medicine, the Director of the Pediatric Emergency Department and the Upstate New York Poison Center, Medical Director of the Upstate New York Poison Center, and Gina Maroff, a Clinical Toxicologist from the Upstate New York Poison Center. Thank you both so very much for coming in. Very crucial information. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.